We welcome Lisa Lanier to this program. Well, hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thank you. Let's talk about the Bubble Pirate. The Bubble Pirate is in San Diego. His name is Sandy Snakenberg.
Really?
Yes, Sandy Snakenberg is not, and don't get it confused now what his name is.
I'm not the bubble guy. I'm the bubble pirate. I'm not the bubble man. I'm the bubble pirate.
For years, he has lived in a van down by the river, and he has made a special bubble solution in that van and put on shows in parks around San Diego for kids and families, bubble shows. And I've seen he makes enormous bubbles, you know, and kids blow up, and they love it. You know, it's long shows. Well, after he leaves, some park goers are saying, this grass is slimy. You've left your residue on the grass. The grass is having trouble growing. So he's been accused of liquid littering around San Diego. He's been given a citation, and they're saying he may have to stop doing his shows, and he says that's ridiculous.
My first and foremost concern is safety. I'm a bubbleologist. I've dedicated myself to doing what I do.
Man has dedicated himself to bubbles for many, many years. He does admit to using a soapy substance in his bubble-making technique, but he will not give you the full recipe because it's proprietary, and he goes around town doing this. Lisa, can they force him to stop doing his shows because he's leaving a slimy residue behind?
Well, they can't necessarily stop him from doing his shows because that's not exactly what the citation process, what it does. Mm. But they can issue him these tickets. So he could, every time he does this, you know, he would end up having to pay potentially larger and larger fines because in this instance, they took pity on Mr. Snake and Dork or whatever his name is, and they gave him the very lightest penalty that you could possibly give. This guy's, you know, he is half a bubble off, but he's
objection.
That's twice.
Okay,
Snake and Dork.
It's Snakenberg. It's Sandy Snakenberg.
Sorry. The bubbleologist. Like that name is real. Like that name is real. This guy is. He has no, you know, bubbleology credentials. He's actually homeless. He lives out of his van. He has created what sounds to me like some bogus nonprofit, because he's making his living off of it. I don't see any nonprofit element to it. Mm-hmm. So it's just all, I don't know, it sounds very shady. But he says that his bubble mixture is completely, that it's even edible, that it's completely safe, that it's food safe, grade detergent. And the city is saying, nope, it's leaving this yucky residue. And so if there is, in fact, some trace left behind of it, you know, this residue that's ruining the grass, then he's going to have to pay that fine. Oh, and no. The fines are just going to keep getting bigger. So that's going to be his problem.
I was cheering for him.
I have two notes on this. One, if indeed the mixture is non-toxic, what he's got to do is drink it.
Yeah,
he's got to go to city council
on camera,
right there in La Jolla.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Just chug it
right on the steps. Just chug a bottle of it.
If this was dangerous to the grass, would I be able to do this?
Yeah, and then he'd burp and bubbles would come out.
That would be awesome, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to do that because I suspect it's not non-toxic.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
And
second,
I just saw a quick video. His bubbles are
huge,
like 2 feet.
Yeah, they're
across.
Enormous.
They're,
I know,
3 feet wide.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, to me though, the fact that they're non-toxic, it doesn't help that the fact that there is a slime left over when it's gone.
Well, they got a pump.
You know, well, yeah.
He could put down a mat.
Yeah, he could do that. He could put down. But the bubbles go everywhere when he does
the wind.
Yeah, I don't think you can control. But you know there's some funky chemical. To make a bubble that big, you know that's not Dawn. You know what I mean? That's like...
Hearsay. That's hearsay. Objection! She's testifying. Your Honor, she's testifying. She's not asking questions here. I'm pro-Snakenberg. I want this guy to win this case. I was totally for him, even though he lives in a van and this is not really not for profit. How about this case? Now, I'm not a tattoo person. I don't love tattoos. You know that. There is a guy who is suing a place called Ink NYC, which is a famous tattoo parlor in New York City. They have tattooed a lot of celebrities, but one gentleman says he sat down to get his entire back tattooed on the west side of Manhattan. His name is Samvel Sarsian. And when he got there at 30 years old, he wanted his whole back done. And it wound up turning out not like he wanted at all. He said it was shoddy work, done poorly. And so he got up out of the chair and left and basically is in therapy for it now because he says it's such a bad rendition of whatever he wanted.
The artist said, I wasn't done.
I wasn't done. You're supposed to come back again and again to have more ink laid over top of this. And he's basically saying, why would I come back? You did a terrible, terrible job. So much so that he's in therapy. So he's suing for big money here. What do you think, Lisa? Does this guy who says he got botched with the tattoo have a case?
I don't think he does. And you hear again, Kelly, we are on opposite sides here. What's going on with us?
Like, I don't know.
Because you know, I am a tat person. I know you are.
It's been, you know, it's awkward between us. I've seen your tat. I'm not a tattoo person.
Well,
you know,
I have others that you've not seen because you've not seen me undressed.
No, you do not. No, you do not.
Lisa.
What do you have?
Well, I have a four-leaf clover on my derriere, and
wow, we're breaking some news here now. What? That's rare.
Yeah, is it green?
You have a green four-leaf clover on your derriere.
I sure do, and I have like a little nautical star on my wrist.
Lisa,
you don't see it because of my wristwatch.
I see.
Lisa, the four-leaf clover. If I could just go back one tat. Is it visible when you're wearing a swimsuit?
No. It is squarely on the ass cheek. You have to see me literally butt naked.
Completely naked. Do you ever catch a glimpse of it in the mirror and go, oh, I forgot that was there. There it is.
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Oh, Lisa. We're going to enter this is Exhibit A. She can't adjudicate on this. She's got tats.
I got tats. But no, this guy, okay, for like you said, he stopped the guy. In the first round, it was supposed to be several rounds of this, and he stopped him and said, whoa, this doesn't look good.
Yep.
And the guy said, of course it doesn't look good. I'm not finished.
Yep.
And he signed a waiver, and these waivers make it clear what the risks are. They make it clear that they don't guarantee your satisfaction. And so you can sue.
That's a good waiver to sign.
I love it.
I do too. Yeah. You may not be satisfied with this.
you can sue, and you can't waive like health contamination issues. Like if they have... a contaminated ink or a dirty needle or something like that. You can't waive that. And if it was a case like that, then you would have a good case. But just the subjective, I don't like how it looks, that's a loser. That's a loser, and he signed a waiver, so that's even worse.
Wait a minute. What if it's misspelled?
Different. That's different. That's actionable. So if they completely botch it, you know, like they misspell it, they leave out, it's a phrase, they leave out a word, that kind of thing. And that happens, and that's actionable. That's negligent. It ruins the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different where it's just, you know, aesthetically he's thinking, and here he even, because he jumped the gun and said, hey, you know, I'm stopping, and he paid $7,500 for this thing. I mean, I've never paid more than $100, so this is some kind of fancy, seriously fancy. And this guy was famous. He did it in this really famous New York City.
That's
and
right.
They brought in this particular artist. He was doing a residency there. He's from some other country. Anyway, if he'd let the guy finish, it might have turned out great.
Probably would have. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Have you considered getting another, Lisa?
I have. Yeah. My oldest child got one, and I really
Lisa
kind of yeah. I know.
What did your oldest get? What'd she get?
A little. She got like a little. Crescent moon type thing that she's an artist, you know, sort of amateur, and so she drew it.
Yeah,
and it was like crescent moon with a little tink, you know, kind of a and she got it really where, you know, you wouldn't see it, sort of on the abdomen and like low abdomen where it would kind of be under the bathing suit, so you know, but it definitely, I went with her, it definitely made me kind of inspired to maybe get another one.
Would you get the two guys named Chris logo or my face on your shoulder?
Face,
or something,
you know, for right money, I would consider that kind of. That's like wrapping your car. You know,
that's true. That's exactly right. I didn't know you were so inked up. Like, do you regret it? A lot of times, I say
no regrets.
You gotta have. Do you ever dirt?
No, I really don't. I mean, the ladybug on my ankle has faded quite a bit, and I don't really love how...
ladybug on your ankle? Lisa!
Yeah.
Lisa!
Nothing says badass like a ladybug on your ankle when you go into court.
That's right. So it's faded. It's faded over the years.
It's faded. Yeah, it's kind of faded. Yeah, it doesn't... It's, She's lost her red.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they did that. Well, maybe, like if you paid more for it, you get better ink or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Which one did you get first? The four-leaf clover?
The ladybug. I got the ladybug.
Ladybug first, then went four-leaf clover.
Were these like college age era Lisa Lanier's?
Oh, no.
Adult Lisa.
These were fully adult decisions.
Okay. All right. Well.
Fully sober, too.
You know? No. Yeah. Lisa.
Even Biggie was drunk.
Yeah, I was.
When he got his.
He got some sort of. What do you got on your arm in there, Biggie? It's some sort
you
of.
Got a cross.
A cross.
That's the Irish cross.
Yeah, the Irish cross.
For Dublin.
Go, yeah. Ah, and he's going to be going to Dublin, perhaps, next year.
Perfect, Biggie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lisa, I'm so disappointed, but.
Tough session.
It's a bad.
Real tough.
Yeah, this is one of our most controversial sessions for sure.